Good day, and welcome to the AMG Earnings Second Quarter 2014 conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Jonathan Costello. Please go ahead, sir.
Welcome to AMG's second quarter 2014 earnings call. Joining me on the call are Dr. Heinz Schimmelbusch, the Chairman of the Management Board and Chief Executive Officer, Ms. Amy Ard, the Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Eric Jackson, the Chief Operating Officer. AMG's second quarter 2014 earnings press release issued this morning is on AMG's website. Today's call will begin with a review of the second quarter 2014 business highlights by Dr. Schimmelbusch. Ms. Ard will comment on AMG's financial results, and Mr. Jackson will discuss operations. At the completion of Mr. Jackson's remarks, Dr. Schimmelbusch will comment on the market and strategy. We will then open the call to take your questions. Before I pass the call to Dr. Schimmelbusch, I would like to read a statement concerning forward-looking statements. The conference call could contain forward-looking statements about AMG Advanced Metallurgical Group N.V. Forward-looking statements are not historical facts but may include statements concerning AMG's plans, expectations, projections, objectives, targets, goals, future events, future revenues, performance, capital expenditures, financing needs, plans and intentions relating to acquisitions, AMG's competitive strengths and weaknesses, plans and goals relating to forecasted production, reserves, financial position, and future operations and development, AMG's business strategy, and the trends AMG anticipates in the industries and the political and legal environment in which it operates, and other information that is not historical information. When used in this conference call, the words expects, believes, anticipates, plans, may, will, should, and similar expressions and the negatives thereof are intended to identify forward-looking statements. By their very nature, forward-looking statements involve inherent risks and uncertainties, both general and specific, and risks exist that the predictions, forecasts, projections, and other forward-looking statements will not be achieved. These forward-looking statements speak only as of the date of this conference call. AMG expressly disclaims any obligation or undertaking to release publicly any updates or revisions to any forward-looking statement contained herein to reflect any change in AMG's expectations with regard thereto or any change in events, conditions, or circumstances on which any forward-looking statement is based. I will now pass the floor to Dr. Schimmelbusch, AMG's Chairman of the Management Board and Chief Executive Officer.
Thank you. Welcome. During the second quarter 2014, AMG generated $278.9 million of revenue, $20.4 million of EBITDA, and $19.1 million of operating cash flow. AMG achieved a 10% return on capital employed. During the quarter, AMG has executed on a number of operational and strategic initiatives to reduce costs and improve cash flow recently, including adjusting our aluminum alloy capacity by 5,000 metric tons, or approximately 10% of global demand, due to systemic overcapacity and low market prices. This is part of AMG's aluminum continuing efforts to lower its cost structure, improve operations, and increase returns on capital employed. This capacity reduction has contributed to stabilizing global supply and demand. AMG continued to grow its exposure to aerospace through two significant contracts for its advanced metallurgical products. AMG Titanium Alloys and Coatings signed a contract with SNECMA to provide titanium aluminide for the CFM International LEAP engine. AMG is currently supplying initial quantities under this agreement, which has a total value in excess of $50 million. Mass production is expected to begin 2016. This win was a team effort with AMG Titanium Alloys and Coatings collaborating with AMG Engineering. AMG Engineering will supply three ALD furnaces for the production of the titanium aluminide. AMG Italifast signed a five-year supply agreement with Premium Aerotech to supply load control measurement technology for the manufacture of Airbus A380 airframe components. In regard to further development of our nuclear waste technologies, AMG signed a memorandum of understanding with NuChem Technologies and E.ON to develop a concept to recycle radioactive metallic waste from closed nuclear power plants. AMG has made progress in simplifying its operating structure through the sale of its minority interest in Bostland SA, a specialty metals producer in Bilbao, Spain, to Bostland's majority shareholders for cash. Finally, the multi-year effort to expand AMG's vanadium industry's leading recycling facility for metal-containing hazardous waste in Ohio started to perform to its potential early in 2014. That strong performance has continued into the second quarter with record volumes and substantially improved earnings. I would now like to pass the floor to Ms. Hart, Amy.
Thank you, Dr. Schimmelbusch. We made progress during the second quarter on our 2014 goals of reducing gross and net debt and improving return on capital employed, despite lackluster market conditions. The impact of the recent restructuring activities and focus on operational initiatives were the primary drivers of these improvements. We expect this trend to continue as the year progresses. AMG Processing's focus on operational performance enabled it to increase EBITDA margins despite consistent prices. AMG Processing improved the matching of raw material costs with end market pricing, which was the primary driver of improved margins. Reduced cost levels due to prior restructuring and production efficiency efforts also contributed to increases in both gross profit and gross margin. AMG Vanadium continued its strong 2014 performance during the quarter. The increased throughput due to the new roaster enabled the unit to substantially increase volumes and gross margins, both of which exceeded the second quarter 2013 and the first quarter 2014 levels. Utilizing this expanded capacity, AMG Vanadium increased market share and lowered average unit costs. As Dr. Schimmelbusch noted, AMG Processing also right-sized its aluminum business during the second quarter. This was the majority of the approximately $1 million in restructuring expenses incurred. We are adjusting capacity to meet global demand in this market as the competition continues to compete aggressively on price. AMG Engineering's second quarter 2014 revenue was adversely impacted by the low order intake in the second half of 2013. AMG Engineering's focus on increasing higher margin service and spare parts revenue and cost reductions were not enough to offset the steep decline in revenue. This resulted in negative EBITDA margins. We are implementing additional cost reduction measures to lower unit costs while maintaining engineering's market position and reputation for high-end technology. The financial performance should improve in the second half of 2014 as the strong Q1 and Q2 order intake will result in increasing revenue and EBITDA. Engineering generated $62.3 million in order intake during the quarter. Increased demand from the aerospace market was a primary driver of this strong activity. AMG Mining's second quarter 2014 revenue increased by 6%. Increases in volumes and more favorable pricing in graphite and tantalum complemented stable market prices for antimony. AMG continues to move aggressively into higher purity and value-added graphite applications, such as energy-efficient insulation, which is positively impacting both volumes and average prices. Increasing economies of scale and operational efficiencies also contributed to the increase in gross margin and EBITDA. Consolidated SG&A was $34.1 million in the second quarter of 2014, consistent with the second quarter of 2013. Declines in personnel expenses, driven by cost reduction programs, were offset by increases in professional fees related to strategic activities. Year-to-date, AMG has reduced SG&A by over 1%, and excluding these strategic projects, SG&A has declined over 4%. Moving on to capital expenditures, AMG's primary financial focus continues to be the reduction of net debt and harvesting returns from the significant capital investments made in the past few years. Reductions in capital spending from historical levels is a key component of this strategy. AMG reduced capital spending by 35% during the second quarter 2014. We reiterate the guidance of $15 to $20 million in maintenance capital and $30 million in total capital investments in 2014. AMG finalized an amendment to modify the tangible net worth covenant in the existing revolving credit facility with our banking syndicate during the second quarter. This extends the amendment previously received through April 2016, which is the remainder of the term of the facility. We are in full compliance with all debt covenants as of June 30, 2014. The net debt position declined 8% from December 31 to $147.8 million as of June 30, due to significant cash flow from operations and lower capital spending. Working capital decreased by $12 million during the quarter and was 42 days sales as of June 2014, down from 47 days sales at March This decline was due to an increase in advance payments from customers and reduced inventory balances. The company's debt to total capitalization ratio remains consistent at 0.65 times compared to March 2014. The net debt to last 12 months EBITDA declined to 2.15 times as of June 30, down from 2.28 as of March 31. We continue to target a net debt to EBITDA of less than 2 times by the end of 2014. A key part of this reduction is a more efficient use of capital, which will result in a further reduction of gross debt and interest expense in 2014. That concludes my remarks. I would now like to pass the floor to Eric Jackson, AMG's Chief Operating Officer.
Thank you, Amy. As Amy mentioned, AMG had a strong operating quarter, especially in the processing and mining segments. We continue to execute on our productivity improvement and working capital optimization programs with the goal to increase operating cash flow and improve return on capital employed. We also continue to execute on selective capital expenditure programs and commercial projects to deliver growth and sustainably increase earnings. AMG Processing had a solid quarter and continued to reduce working capital in both absolute dollars and days turnover. AMG set a production record in the quarter and drove conversion costs to historically low levels as it operated near full capacity. This business is delivering very strong results, even as global ferrovanadium prices remain weak. We are implementing a non-capital intensive program to further increase capacity of that business in 2015. Titanium Alloys and Coatings signed an important long-term contract to deliver titanium aluminides for low-pressure turbine blades and continues to execute on the previously announced cost reduction program. This program will be completed by year-end. AMG Aluminum reduced staffing and production levels in the UK to address the slow European market and adjust supply to end market demand. AMG Superalloys delivered strong results, leveraging a 2013 cost reduction program and a higher value-added product mix. We are implementing a restructuring program to reduce staffing and production levels at our Superalloys facility in Brazil to adjust supply to current niobium demand. This will reposition the business for an improved second half 2014. AMG Engineering's earnings were weak. However, the significant improvement in order intake that was achieved in the first two quarters of 2014 will drive substantially improved results in the second half of the year. We are addressing the current challenging market conditions by rationalizing headcount and focusing on the more consistent revenue, spare parts, and service businesses. The business also completed an early retirement program in the first half of the year and is accelerating a program to further improve project cost management. AMG Mining had a strong quarter as all units delivered substantially improved results year on year. AMG Graphite produced and sold record volumes of high value-added graphite materials and is adding capacity to meet the increasing demand for energy-efficient applications. This is an example of AMG's success in leveraging its secure raw material sources and its technical expertise to provide the market with innovative, higher value-added solutions. AMG Silicon continues to operate at full capacity. It completed an upgrade of the third of four electric arc furnaces in the quarter, which will result in increased uptime and lower unit costs. AMG's antimony and tantalum business units continue to perform well, even as prices for both of these products remain low. In summary, we're making very good progress on our operating goals, and we continue to drive operational improvement across all business units. These activities are critical to achieving our operating cash flow and return on capital employed goals in 2014 and position us for improved performance going forward. I'd now like to pass the floor to Dr. Schimmelbusch, AMG's Chief Executive Officer.
Thank you, Eric. AMG delivered on its goal to generate substantial operating cash flow and reduce debt during the quarter. We achieved these goals through aggressively pursuing operational and financial performance improvements. Prices for most of AMG's processing materials were stable during the quarter, with the notable exceptions of molybdenum and nickel, which rebounded from historic low prices. Managing price risk and matching raw material costs with end product revenues is essential in the processing business. significant improvements in this regard during 2014, and that is reflected in the increased cost margins. We believe that most specialty metal prices have limited downside risks for the foreseeable future. Our increased capacity at AMG Vanadium provides the opportunity to expand the customer base. We continue to debottleneck the operation, and we have achieved the highest throughput in our history during the second quarter. As the world's lowest cost vanadium producer, AMG Vanadium is now the best performer in our portfolio, with further growth to be expected in 2015 and beyond. As mentioned, AMG also signed a long-term contract for the supply of advanced titanium aluminides during the quarter. This strategic contract moves AMG further down the aerospace value chain into higher value-added products and is an example of our continued development of advanced critical materials. Overall, AMG's processing is on target to substantially improve its financial performance from 2013 levels. AMG Engineering's order intake in the second quarter was strong, continuing the trend that began in the earlier year. Although the increased order intake did not affect the quarterly financial results, it will be enabling engineering to improve second half revenue and earnings. We believe that the market is beginning to show signs of life, and that order intake should continue to be consistent with the level achieved during the second quarter. The increased order intake, coupled with aggressive steps to reduce costs, should return the unit to historical levels of profitability. In AMG Mining, we are making significant progress to move downstream into higher value-added products and ancillary services, which helps to combat low market prices. The market is recognizing this effort, and AMG is leveraging its broad-based metallurgical expertise to differentiate its products, particularly in graphite and in antimony. About our corporate strategy, we are making progress on simplifying AMG's organization and leveraging the common metallurgical and technical expertise needed to operate in global basic material markets. We believe that this will enhance shareholder value. We have made an announcement today concerning our engineering unit, and this is consistent with AMG's strategic direction to simplify AMG's structure and to focus on expanding and optimizing its critical materials, mining and processing activities. It also gives ALD, the engineering subsidiary, the opportunity for financing further growth. Overall, AMG is improving its operational performance, and we should continue to produce significant operating cash flow in the second half of 2014. As regard to full-year EBITDA, second half EBITDA will be higher than first half, and full-year EBITDA will be higher than 2013, at least that's what we estimate. Return on capital employed will significantly improve over the 13 levels. Operator, we would not like to open the line for questions.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question at this time, please press the star or asterisk key, followed by the digit 1 on your telephone. Please ensure the mute function on your phone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. If you find your question has already been answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star 2. Again, that's star 1 to ask a question. We will take our first question from Philip Depour of ING Bank. Please go ahead, your line is open.
Yes, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I have 4 questions if I can. It's probably easiest if I ask them one by one. First question is on the engineering segment. So the results in processing and mining were quite good in the second quarter. But engineering was obviously not very strong. With a sales decline of, let's say, 16, 17 million year on year, EBITDA went down 10 million. And I wonder if you could elaborate a bit more on the moving parts of that. And likewise on engineering, I thought I heard Dr. Schimmelbusch say that he expects the segment to return to normalized profitability levels, and I would wonder if he could talk a bit more on what he sees as a normalized level and by when he thinks to achieve those levels. That's the first question.
believe normalized levels to be in the area of $25 to $35 million EBITDA for 15. That's still a range. We believe to have a chance to exceed that. But it is all dependent on the order intake. The order intake in the second half of 2013, and we have consistently said that, was very disappointing, mainly because of delays of orders. And that has stopped, or not stopped, but that is now much better in the first quarter and in the second quarter, and the third quarter has started well. So if the order intake reaches a level of significantly north of 200, maybe $250 million in 2014, then we are back in our what I call normalized EBITDA range to build from there. The engineering business had headwinds which were significant. When you look at what happened in the steel industry, nobody was keen to do capex in the steel industry, and ultimately a lot of our products in engineering go to the steel industry. In the high performance steel area, capacity was ample, and nobody had a feeling that there's an urgent need for high-performance steel capacity increases. That's our biggest field of action in engineering. That has changed, and we sort of see the balancing back of the order book. In line with delays, of course, customers try to have optimum prices to run the competition in order to lower prices. That, of course, also something which has to be considered in the performance. We will have in the second half a performance which will be annualized already above what I told you in terms of 25-30. We will be, when I analyze the second half, then I am already above 30 in million dollars in 15. So we believe that this is coming back strongly. Incidentally, it also shows the balancing here, because the deficiency in engineering in the first half has been compensated by the over proportionate performance from processing and mining. As regard to processing, of course, this will be continue to outperform primarily because of vanadium. Okay?
Okay, that is clear. Thank you. The second question is on the outlook. So we had roughly $40 million in the first half. And I just wanted to double check if I understood Dr. Schimmelbusch quite well, that given that engineering is recovering in the second half, and there is not much reason to assume that the two other segments will do much worse than typical seasonality. So it's reasonable to assume that EBITDA will be above 80 million and slightly above 80 million for the full year. Just wanted to double check if I understood that correctly.
If it's slightly above 80, I would be disappointed.
Okay, that's clear. And then the third question is on the net debt. Obviously, we had a very good quarter on that again in the second quarter, with another 12 million reduction in working capital. I was wondering if you could talk about or comment on your targets for net debt by the end of year, or alternatively speak about what is still possible within working capital, because you have done already quite a lot in working capital.
Well, you're right. Working capital is a finite finite phenomenon. You cannot, you know, you have to reach negative territory in order to continue working capital reduction. But earnings performance is solid and is better sort of quarter by quarter, I think, in the second half. And then that is combined with CapEx, which are very disciplined, thanks to our rigid financial department, which watches over that process. Working capital structure has still room for improvement. We will reduce debt further from operating cash flow. How much further? 10, 20 million range from now on. We are at 147, as you noted. Vis-a-vis 160. We measure ourselves also in terms of free cash flow contribution against our peers, and I think that is a good story. In 13 versus 12, we were one of the very few companies in the industries which reducing debt, very few, maybe the only one. I didn't find one. We continue that trend, and of course, we have had a small little announcement today about engineering. In order for you to sort of have the full picture in engineering, we are talking about substantial equity values. And AMG Parent has given to engineering traditionally we finance AMG Engineering by a 60 million euro loan. And in the context of a potential transaction, that would flow back. And in addition, of course, considerations for a purchase of shares. That has to be considered when looking at us. And that will be, of course, then be deleveraging the company. Period. And in order to create room for a future strategy.
That's very clear. And my last question is actually on your small announcement, as you call it, on engineering of this morning. Two questions on that, actually. First one, can I assume that you have already made quite some steps in that process when you now make the announcement, or is there still a lot of work to be done before we can expect an announcement? And the second part of the question is, I actually fully understand that it would be a good step in order to simplify the structure if you take out engineering, but you leave the door open in the press release for a, let's say, a sale of part of engineering, and I was wondering, I failed to see how that would reduce complexity if you sell part of engineering and not the whole part or float the entire part, and I wonder what your thoughts on that are.
We are parallel. First of all, we are deeply in that process. As regard to a strategic transaction, we even have, memorandum of understanding status.
Okay.
As regard to the public listing, we are in very constructive discussions with the selected financial institution and we are guided by that financial institution also in terms of equity values. the strategic sale as contemplated in that memorandum of understanding is a two-stage process. As the buyer would like a guide, the potential buyer would like to buy to have a guiding hand in this regard for a while. The going public is also a two-stage process, and would be a clearly independent company. This a minority stake, given the market absorption capacity of such a transaction. Why parallel? Because you consider in such transactions, is I think number 200 in my life or so, you consider two things, price and probability to close, subject to that the quality is equal, which in this case is the case. In that context, the board has decided to now introduce a separate public offering in Amsterdam as an alternative, or maybe as the preferred alternative, given probability to close considerations and delays of talks.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for these clarifying comments.
Thank you.
As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. We take our next question from Frank Larsen of Rabobank. Please go ahead, your line is open.
Yes, good afternoon, Frank Larsen, Rabobank. Also a question on the press release of the, let's say, spin-off of the ALD unit. Just to be sure, is this the full engineering systems division, or what would be left behind in the...
Essentially, the full engineering systems division.
Okay. So also including your own operate activities?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, that's clear. And then I noticed you had a tax benefit in Q2, and what was the reason behind it, and what can we expect going forward on your tax rate?
So the tax benefit is it's a rather technical explanation, but I'll give it to you. We have a deferred tax assets in Brazil. Our functional currency in Brazil is the U.S. dollar, but we pay taxes in reais. And due to the change in the currency rate, deferred tax asset balances changed, and therefore you recognize the currency impact through your tax provision. So it's truly the currency impact on deferred tax balances in Brazil, and that created a benefit of around $3 million. So that's the reason for it. I would expect that tax rate for the year, obviously there is some volatility in the Brazilian rate, but normalized tax rate should be in the range of 30 to 35%.
Okay, that's clear. Thank you very much.
As a final reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As we have no further questions in the queue, I would like to turn the call back to the speakers for any additional or closing remarks.
I'd like to thank everyone for participating in the Q2 earnings call, and we look forward to speaking with you in regard to our Q3 earnings release in November 2014. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect.